anticipating the midterm results. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. There are some key races in the upcoming midterm elections, especially the Pennsylvania Senate race between Democratic Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
Due to remaining issues processing speech, Fetterman will be relying on closed captions during the debate. Oz has questioned if Fetterman is well enough to perform the job. Another toss-up, Georgia's Senate race, where Senator Raphael Warnock is facing off against Republican candidate Herschel Walker. This week, former President Obama will head to the Peach State to rally support for Warnock and Stacey Abrams in her lagging attempt to unseat Governor Brian Kemp.
In the Michigan governor's race, Democratic incumbent Gretchen Whitmer faces Republican candidate Tudor Dixon, who is backed by former President Trump. On Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Dixon says her state school closures during the pandemic have left students there academically behind.
We're seeing what happened having our kids locked out of school for so long. Our kids are behind. Our reading scores just came back. Nearly 60% of third graders across the state failed their reading exam.
Governor Whitmer's state budget bill that she recently signed invests an historic amount of money into schools and education. There will be no World Series for the Yankees this year, the Astros beating them 6-5 Sunday with a clean sweep of the ALCS. The Astros will be facing the Phillies in the World Series, the Phillies winning the NLCS with their 4-3 victory over the Padres in Game 5 Sunday. Outfielder Bryce Harper hitting the go-ahead game-winning two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth.
On the seventh pitch, Harper hits one in the air.
The call on FS1. This will be the Phillies' first World Series appearance since 2009. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A federal judge requesting Dr. Anthony Fauci and other former and current White House officials to be deposed due to a lawsuit that was filed against the Biden administration in May. Fox's Charles Watson has the report.
This order makes way for Biden administration officials to be deposed in a lawsuit brought by the attorney generals of both Missouri and Louisiana. The suit alleges Biden administration officials colluded with social media companies to censor free speech of millions of Americans on a number of controversial topics, including COVID-19. This order comes from Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Terry Doty, who said the plaintiff satisfied the burden of proof to get the testimony of top White House officials, including former Press Secretary Jen Psaki and White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. In the case of Dr. Fauci, the judge concluded his public comments on COVID-19 makes him a key figure in this lawsuit.
With concerns mounting over voter security, Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson tells Fox News Live the state's legislative committee found the 2020 general election results to be valid.
People are being misled by politicians who are seeking political favor and seeking to gain celebrity or raise money off of these deceitful lies. It's hurting not just people's faith in our democracy, and harming our ability to hold our elected officials accountable.
President Biden won Michigan by less than 3 percentage points in 2020. Tragedy before a high school football game in Tennessee as a skydiver dies after trying to land on the field.
The skydiver had attempted to land on the field during pregame activities at the Musket Bowl game between Daniel Boone and David Crockett High Schools in Jonesboro, Tennessee, but suffered a malfunction prior to landing. The parachutist was taken to the hospital and ultimately succumbed to his injuries. A moment of silence was held at the football stadium shortly after the parachutist went to the hospital, but officials ultimately decided not to postpone the game.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.